Such a fun song. That one's from Dropkick Murphys. I actually was had the pleasure of going to one of their shows last year in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay Beach Resort. It was super sweet. There was like water that you could like kind of frolic around in while you listen to this band. And there was a couple other bands with them. And let me tell you, it was a great experience. Welcome back to the show, episode 12, happy St. Patrick's Day. Obviously the music, the necklace, we have a theme going here. We're doing our best. I almost wore these glasses. Well, you know what? Screw it. I'm wearing them. Pimping on these glasses. You know, we have a little bit of action for everything around here. Nothing less than exciting. March 17th, 2023. Another episode. Here we go, folks. I don't know where to even start. The news cycle is absolutely crazy. It's like every 6 hours instead of like it used to be, like maybe 12, like when things were going nuts. Usually like every day, but anyway, it's like impossible for me to keep up. There's just too much stuff. And then there's just my whole week was nuts. I hope you guys had a great week. It is Friday. So yeah, happy Friday. Happy St. Patty's Day again. My week was nuts. I had some good, mostly bad, but, kept me on my toes. Never a dull moment around here. Had a little, actually went down south to, headed down south to Corona to go support my little cousins. And I enjoy watching the plays that they put on, a couple times a year. And, I did not make it. We had a full-blown blowout, taking my dad down there. So usually don't talk about my personal life, but I had a pretty crazy week. Like I said, nothing short of excitement, as always around here. If it's not one thing, it's another. And I'm glad to be alive. So let's just say that. It could have been way worse. But, yeah, I missed the whole thing. And yeah, it was just another regular old week. We're back at it. Rain finally chilled out. It was crazy here in California. We're going to talk about a little bit about that in a while here, about how wonderful California is. But let me just I do want to start with some good news. We got I try to always start with good news. We got 599 days until the Biden administration is officially over. So, yeah, and to couple that, you know, today, breaking news, Hunter Biden has sued the computer repair shop owner. This guy's name is John Paul Mac Isaac. Okay, first of all, you've got four first names, dude. If you have two first names, you're suspect. Four first names. I think that's illegal in many states. If for nothing else, he should be getting sued for four first names. Yeah, so John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of the computer repair shop, that Hunter Biden, after he, I guess he smoked a bunch of Parmesan cheese and then, was all looped out, went over there, forgot he dropped his laptop off, left it over in this dude's hands. This guy had it forever. Hunter never came back for it. I mean, not very surprising. but yeah, so he forgot that it was there. And it's weird because he's suing. Like, here's what he said. It's all about, I guess it's mostly about invasion of privacy, like six counts of that. But it's like a 42-page lawsuit, includes six other people. And, you know, for illegally copying and distributing private data, which is weird because according to Joe Biden on in a press conference, he said that, a bunch of intelligence officials, like dozens of intelligence officials weighed in. And there was no credit to that. And that was Russian disinformation. Remember the Hunter Biden laptop that was suppressed by Facebook and everything else was Hunter Biden. Was all Russian disinformation stuff, right? Wrong. Again, So this dude is suing him, saying, oh, yeah, even if I left my laptop there, like, yeah, sure, you could, like, keep the actual computer that I left there, but that does not give you any he's saying that essentially that since they were it was provided to third parties and then made public that, you know, he is, you know, invasion of privacy. Bro, don't smoke Parmesan cheese and drop off your laptop. Because, yeah, you might just get your father in trouble, you know, the future president of this here country that is now in absolute shambles, to say it nicely, to be light about it. So, yeah, so at the end of the day, you know, he's saying, oh, it hurt my reputation. Bro, you have a reputation for being, for banging hookers, for smoking Parmesan cheese off the ground for the third time. I cannot get over that. The guy literally in an interview said, I smoked more Parmesan cheese off the floor looking for crack rocks. And it's funny because in the last interview, the same interview, he actually said, I wouldn't have a lot of opportunities had I not had the Biden name. And, you know, the next little piece to put together with this Biden Russian crime family or I get not Russian, but Ukraine crime family situation. I mean, it's funny because the dude ends up kind of burning himself out by saying, oh, yeah, you know, I wouldn't have all these opportunities if I didn't have the Biden name. And, you know, the question now is with everything that's coming out, you know, let me tell you what's coming out. This Robinson Walker, he's an associate of the Bidens. He got wired $3 million from a CCP, Chinese Communist Party corporation called the Energy. It's an energy corp, State Energy HK Limited. Biden family and their members, they began receiving incremental amounts of money. Like, so this dude ended up getting $3,000 from the CCP, one of their energy companies. And he ended up, you know, giving it to Hunter Biden, to Joe, well, not Joseph, what's his name? Haley Biden, which is the widowed wife of Hunter Biden's brother, Bo, who died, I think, of cancer or something like that. I'm not sure, so don't quote me on that. But 100% Hunter Biden had an affair with this Haley Biden. They were actually sharing living costs at some point. But Joe Biden's brother, what is that guy's name? James Biden. And then there's another Biden, actually, that was listed to be getting and their name was strictly just Biden. So I don't know if that was Joe or if that was, maybe the First Lady, our wonderful First Lady. I don't know who it is. But anyway, so all this stuff's coming out. And he's now that all the business dealings and kind of all the records are in on, you know, the transactions and the transfers and how it was all distributed and all this and that, on top of the fact that one of the deposits that was coming in from one of these international business dealings with Hunter Biden matched the exact same dollar amount as he was paying his dad per month in rent there at the Delaware home that the documents were being kept in. And I even covered this like on one of the first podcasts about, you know, how like you think they'd at least be laundering this money if they're, you know, charging this insane amount of rent, 10 times plus 11 times the amount of the average rent around there, you know? And no, they absolutely were not. So, yeah, now everything's coming out. Again, the house of cards are just falling. It's all collapsing. It's wonderful to see. Love to see it. Great day. Great day in America. not all great news. There's also bad news, you know. This is another funny one, though, before I keep going. Greta Thunberg, this, you know, the this poor girl who has been used and as a pawn by the left to push climate change and all this and that. She had tweeted in 2018, quote, a top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. That didn't age well. because look at where we're at right now. We have reduced, I believe, the use of fossil fuels since 2018. Not much, because, you know, it's unsustainable, for one. It just, you try to cancel them, the fossil fuels, and then you kind of have to go back just to kind of pick up the, you know, try to pick up the slack. But, yeah, and it's weird how they're even shutting down nuclear plants here in California, which is like one of the cleanest burning, or not even burning, it's just one of the cleanest energies that you can produce at all. I mean, there is a little bit of byproduct, and but yeah, in general, it is overall like the most efficient, the most, you know, carbon neutral way to produce energy, and you know, they're still trying to stifle that. So no more fossil fuels, no more nuclear energy, just all this green woke bullcrap that literally fails every time, over and over again. But anyway, okay, let me get back to this tweet. Yeah, so essentially she went and just deleted it. And you know, of course Twitter is slaying her for this, because we just been waiting like, oh yeah, sure, 5 years, bro. They told us that it was going to be freezing like by now in the 70s, that the whole world would be freezing. Like, and now like and then it's the ozone layer, and then it's, you know, the polar ice caps are melting, and then, you know, climate change is real, and they're not grifting you at all. It's not just a plan to make money. They have no dollars invested or involved in green energy at all. The Green New Deal is definitely not a money-making scheme for these people who have already invested into it. Not at all. So, yeah, don't worry about that. Excuse me. So yeah, we had this, the Oscars happened last weekend. Not that anybody gives a crap, because Hollywood is trash, and they had the third lowest viewership. There were some accounts, there was some people saying, I saw a few statements where they were saying that it was actually the lowest viewership at 16 million, like in history, like the, but no, you know, a lot of the media sources are saying that it was 18.4 million that actually tuned in to the Oscars this year, which is still trash ratings, which it should be. I mean, like I said over and over again, I think celebrities in Hollywood are complete, a dumpster fire of humans and morals and political views. I don't even know. Definitely not very articulate tonight, but I am trying, folks. But yeah, we have, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, old Mr. Blackface, the dude who hosted The Man Show when I was growing up, or in my later teens. And you know, this consisted of, you know, women with, you know, large busts jumping up and down on trampolines, and old awesome people named, this old awesome dude named Fox. They ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy, oi, oi, oi. And then this dude would literally sip two beers in like 2 seconds. Super dope. Not saying it wasn't a great show. Adam Carolla is super based. I love Adam Carolla. Yo, Adam Carolla, what's up, dude? And then Jimmy Kimmel, suck it. You're woke. You're a cuck, and you're weak. You're a sellout. Anyway, hey, I don't like that guy. And you know, even the NBC, I think the what do they call her? The head editor, the lead editor, or the executive editor. I can't think of the actual term, but she said, you know, that the Top Gun Maverick, you know, was insidious for portraying that there was actually virtue in the U.S. military. So it's funny how the whole mainstream media, you know, especially one of the bigger, you know, shills for the big system, is actually going against the system, which is, I guess it's not just, it's not the system itself, not the Grammys themselves, but going after a movie there in Hollywood that, you know, that they're supposed to always support. They're supposed to be, you know, they ride or die hard. So it's funny when you get some negative feedback from the mainstream media on something Hollywood, that means that, you know, they hit the nail on the head. It really, you know, resonated with a lot of people. People love that movie. I love that movie personally. I think it was probably the only good movie that I saw in a theater in the last couple of years that I was thoroughly happy with. I was like, I could watch that again. I'd pay for it again. And I don't even like Tom Cruise that much. I don't like Hollywood that much, but I think that was really cool and good execution of a remake, which a lot of them are, you know, complete travesties now. I think we all know about that. Let's do a little quick little update on Mitch McConnell, our GOP minority leader. He had bailed at a DC. This is something I covered last podcast. He had bailed at a hotel during a private dinner, probably to do some shady dealings and, you know, make more money and get some more insider trading action going. But I guess he, you know, he suffered a concussion from his fall, and apparently he's been released from the hospital. He's continuing physical therapy, and also he's continuing communications with the GOP, which is, you know, it's not good. We don't want that guy even talking to the GOP. He's cancer. But, he's okay. So I guess that's good or whatever. Yeah. Great. But I think they're lying to us about his health. I doubt he's doing as well as they're portraying. They always lie. I think we're being lied to about Dianne Feinstein's health, who, you know, the representative here from California. I think we're being lied to about John Fetterman's health, you know, the guy up in Michigan who is brain dead. And I don't know why they said they can't get his meds right. I believe he's probably suicidal. I mean, the way he was used, and I mean, it is absolute, I mean, it's abuse what they did to that poor man. The guy had a stroke. His wife is some activist who dragged him through the whole campaign. They played the woke card. They won. They got what they wanted. The guy's brain dead, just like Joe Biden, which is another person they're lying to us about his health. You know, his cognitive ability is absolute trash. I think we all know that he is unable to walk upstairs. There's a crazy picture of him almost bailing again, coming off some wet steps, going all over Twitter right now. And, wow, they're lying to us. Who'd have thunk that the system and that mainstream media would be lying to us? It's crazy. We have Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. And immediately, you know, which is a tech bro bank. It's like one of these like startup banks where, you know, if you have this crazy, you know, idea, some tech idea, some, you know, whatever platform that you have an idea for, or, you know, if you're going to start up a company like electronics or whatever, you can go to these people and they'll loan you a bunch of money. But they were only insured for $250,000 per, you know, depositor or whatever. Well, bunch of things. I mean, I'm not really qualified to pontificate on exactly what all happened here, but pretty much the feds had to bail them out, and the Fed had to bail them out. And the Biden administration pretty much made that choice to do that. which is very it's upsetting. The board of the bank was there was one actual person with banking experience on the board of the bank. A bunch of them were a bunch of it's weird because they were I think the reason they failed is because everybody on the board was white. And, you know, white people are inept, they're stupid, and they're goofy, they can't dance. And they clearly can't run a bank. It had nothing to do with that. One of them's like, you know, was like a improv actor. One of them was like some Obama administration, like shoo-in hire. One of them was like some winemaker. One of them was just some random dude who just like virtue signals. And then there was one guy who actually knew what he was doing there at the bank. And why did they fail, huh? Did they maybe donate $74 million to Black Lives Matter? Maybe. It's weird. Like when this all happened, Gavin Newsom, you know, he freaked out like, oh, no, we can't let this bank fail. Let me go run out to D.C. and start, you know, doing what I can over there with the Treasury. So he goes, you know, he's talking to the, you know, the White House Treasury officials, you know, the day after this happens. And then shortly thereafter, like the same, like within 24 hours, they bail out the bank and he praises them bailing out the bank that he told them to bail out. Well, dude, what do we find out here? that there is all kinds of ties between him and the freaking bank. So, yeah, Gavin Newsom reportedly has substantial ties to the bank. He has personal accounts. He owns three wineries with accounts there. Three wineries, okay? His wife's charity, their account is there. The bank, Silicon Valley Bank, actually donated $100,000 to Jennifer Newsom's charity. Big surprise. So, yeah, it's like a full-blown, like, dude. And by California law, it bans officials by influencing any decisions which they may have a financial interest in. So that is 100% illegal. He should be charged. Fact. Actual fact. But are we going to see anything? Is there ever any accountability? There never is, folks. This is the problem. It's just stupid. So yeah, and then here we go. California is experiencing not only like regional bank failures, you know, we have rampant crime, rampant drug use, we have historical tech layoffs. Like there's a bunch of tech companies out here, a bunch of woke idiot tech companies out here, Google, Meta, Amazon, you name it, and they're all getting massive layoffs. I mean, huge layoffs. You know, record illegal immigration. So, and you know, it's funny because there is as many people leaving, like there's a bunch of like people with money and businesses that are just, it's a full blown just exodus. You know, they're leaving in droves because this place is a effing nightmare. The streets suck. Hence my flat tire. And every road around me, and I live in a nice community. Their infrastructure is trash. Their laws are trash. The taxes are trash. The cost of living is trash. The cost of gas is trash. Everything in the energy cost is crazy. I mean, literally, I can go 1,000 things down the board, and it sucks around here. Other than the weather and my family, which I love. I love both the weather and my family. But it just sucks that this is happening to my home state. It's rough. This guy's got flooding issues. I mean, we're having like flooding problems while we're in a water crisis. It's like, here's Gavin Newsom in the state of California. Here's a little, reference to how it goes. Say I need money. Okay. 'Cause California needs water. Okay. So, let's just go, hey, I need water. Okay, cool. I'm going to hand you a bucket of water. You take the bucket of water I hand you, and then you just dump it down the drain. And I said, or I say, I thought you needed some water. And you say, I did need some water. And so I hand you another bucket of water, and you take it and you dump it right down the drain. And we can do this all night. That's how stupid the state of California is. They're dumping all of our fresh water right into the ocean. Okay? And according to them, I thought the ocean levels were rising. They should keep it out of the ocean. We're all going to drown. Remember all the oceanfront beach property that they all own? That's all supposed to be underwater in about 10 years, even though they spent millions and millions of dollars like last year on beachfront property. If you believe these people, you got to screw loose, even worse than me, which is sad. And it's like, so we have all this crap going on. This dude almost gets almost gets kicked out of office. We almost had a full-blown, like, successful recall on the dude. And this guy is so freaking unself-aware. He's so stupid that he goes, oh, yeah, I need to definitely let's run for president next. Like, this idiot is going to be a presidential candidate for the Democrats. He has burned this place down. It's a dumpster fire. It's the most beautiful, wonderful place in the world that you could ever want to be, and he has destroyed it. It's unreal, and it's infuriating, folks. Okay, let's get into a couple of serious little topics, and then I'm going to try to cut it out. I need to go enjoy my St. Patty's. I want to get out of here, have me a drink. So we had a little encounter between a Russian fighter jet and one of our U.S. Reaper drones. And it's funny because initially, everybody was saying, the news accounts and everything was saying that that they had collided. But the military had actually released photos or video of the encounter. And what had happened was, these Russian fighter jets are doing like high-speed flybys right by our drone. And then, they're trying to disorient it. I don't know what they were trying to do. But apparently our beacon or whatever was turned off. So there's no signal that they could really kind of go off. But they keep flying by this thing as fast as they can. And then eventually they start just dumping. They do fuel dumps on this thing, mid-air fuel dumps, and actually disable it. And without destroying it, because of course they want the data and they want the technology right there. They are way behind us in that type of drone technology. But so, and mind you, this is a no-fly zone. This is a Russian-controlled no-fly zone over the Black Sea. This thing, it crashes into their airspace, into their Black Sea, into their territory. And so now they have our stuff. And so so that's good. And might I tell you, I cannot think, what the heck is the other actor's name? We have two actors right now, Sean Penn and always Sean Penn, because he's just full-blown idiot. But there's one other actor right now. I cannot dig it out of my brain. But they're like, we definitely need to go. We need to send fighter jets and more tanks and more missiles and all that stuff. And I'm like, bro, no, we don't. And he's like, oh, you can't be scared of nuclear war. What do you mean I can't be scared of nuclear war? Everybody's scared of nuclear war. You'd be stupid not to be. And which kind of leads me into, Libya is all of a sudden, they're missing 2.5 tons of weapons-grade uranium. And nobody knows where it went. How do you lose 2.5 tons of weapons-grade uranium? I mean, Iran has been pushing to get nuclear weapons for quite a long time. And it's weird how they're just kind of they're buddying up right now with Saudi Arabia for the first time in I don't know how long. And you always have to keep in mind that all of Iran's money is in China, Chinese banks, and they're partnered up with Russia. we wouldn't be picking a fight with Russia, China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia at the same time. That would be stupid. But, you know, we don't worry because, you know, we're not stupid. We wouldn't do that. We're at our all-time low of our oil reserves right now, and we're on the brink of war. And, I don't want to end it with this kind of note, but I'm just going to have to a little bit because it's the reality of the situation. And I want to be honest, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to try to scare anybody. I don't want to be a doomer by any means, but I do want everybody to know the gravity of what we're dealing with here and, what to prepare for, you know, get some supplies together. If you can prepare just a little bit, you know, make sure you have a water source. Make sure you have a food source, like dried storable foods, canned foods, rice, beans. Make sure that you have water filtration system. Make sure that you have some type of weapon. Whichever, I mean, I am a gun guy. Okay, I prefer Freedom Bullets, Freedom Seeds, I should say. And the reason I do that is because I like to level the playing field. I don't want someone, whether they are a criminal, whether they are a murderer, an attacker of any sort. If you're the government, I don't care who you are. I don't want to be, you know, on the short end of the stick when it comes down to, you know, what you got in your hand to protect yourself with. And so I honestly suggest, and I know that there's been a mass push, or not push, but there's been a huge new gun owner population that has happened since COVID. And I think it was like 30%+ of the gun purchases were new owners in 2020. And so I might be wrong on those numbers, but if anything, it's higher. So there's a bunch of new gun owners, and for good reason. I mean, COVID will show you real quickly, like how quick your safety and your security could disappear just as fast as toilet paper can, you know? So don't be too alarmed, but, you know, get something that you're comfortable protecting yourself with. And just make sure you have a core group of people that you can count on to call if you need help. And, you know, if you could learn how to grow some food, that'd be a great idea. And this goes for people that have families or don't have families. If you have pets or don't have pets, just prepare yourself. You know, worst case scenarios, you spend a little extra money, you spend a lot of time, and you never have to use it. But it's just like, you know, I like to equate having a firearm and some, you know, extra supply food and water to having a fire extinguisher on your wall. You know, heaven forbid a fire breaks out in your house. You don't want to have to call 911 to have someone take care of it when you simply could just run to your wall, grab the fire extinguisher off the wall, and handle the problem yourself. It's just a tool, folks. Same thing with firearms. Have to be safe, especially when you have kids with them, and make sure that they're secure at all times. But, you know, they're just a tool that you only have to use them when it's time to use them. And, you know, it's not one of those things that you really want to have to rely on somebody else when it comes to saving your home, saving your life, protecting your family. So yeah, anyway, folks, thank you for being here. Another one in the books, baby. We'll be back soon, hopefully sooner than later. Have a good one. Enjoy your St. Paddy's.